Boy. Welcome once again to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast. The podcast for a bunch of nerds, comedians, improvisers, and people who hide under the table play through the Star Wars RPG by Fantasy Flight Games.
Fantasy Flight Games, FFG.
I feel like...
Don't pronounce it phonetically. I was going to do that, but don't do that.
Final Fantasy Games.
Yeah, you did say that.
I say that every now and then. Mm-hmm. In fact, I met with one of the guys once, and I said I'm a huge fan of Final Fantasy Games.
He probably gets it a lot.
If I met a Fantasy Flight writer, I might just punch him and be like, that's for all your rule books ever. They are gibberish.
Oh, for their board games?
Yeah.
I gotta agree with you.
The best thing they ever did was, have you ever played Game of Thrones?
The card game?
Or the board game that's kind of risky but amazing. Yeah. It is, like, not risky, but like risk-y.
Like risk-esque.
I read the rulebook 3 times and I was like, guys, this is never going to happen. Then I watched one video.
It's very complicated.
Someone is kickstarting a, forget about it. Hey, so guys, welcome to the stream. I'm David Krennan. I will be your GM or Galaxy Master. That's America's Galaxy America's Master. Galaxy Master.
Yeah. That makes us America's players.
Yay!
Love that guy. We're going to be playing the concluding session of Episode 5, The Secret of Fabian's Roost.
Ooh.
That's right, which we've been playing for like the last 4 sessions.
He was
sessions.
A rooster the whole time.
Yeah, whatever. Don't blow it.
Oh, shit.
This is, okay. We are also going to be drinking painkillers. Yes, which I have made up a nice picture of over here. Ooh, separating out, that's nice. And I'm actually, I'm feeling no pain already. I think what makes these really special is you can put a lot of alcohol in them and you just don't taste it. So,
the vodka is actually unrelated too, that's just.
If you're at home, you know, tune in and make yourself a drink. We're gonna be cheersing you guys in a minute with our awesome goblets, so get ready for that.
I love these so much.
Me too.
Couple things off the top of the session. I'm going to introduce the beautiful people in a minute.
Okay.
That's everyone cool. At the table.
What about me?
Yeah.
The ugly people.
You're the ugly people are behind the camera.
Hey!
Oh, hey-o. Self-deprecation.
You can't have a self-deprecation off.
I'm beautiful. I don't care. Anyone says.
Hey, Ben, we're all beautiful.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean that not sarcastically.
You're beautiful, no matter what they say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, not mine.
That's Mariah Carey.
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, Mary Carey.
I loved when she did baseball.
No matter what they say.
If it's not Katy Perry.
Words can't bring me down.
Wow, look at that range.
I like it.
That was awesome.
Can we do the Mariah Carey Christmas album?
I'm canceling my album release. And I'm just giving a lot of money to Tony.
I am also going to be announcing, since it is now
7:39.
For the last 6 weeks, we have been running the Galactic Scavenger Hunt, which has been a 6 weeks long series of fiendishly difficult puzzles, which have been all over the web, hidden on websites, on our Reddit page, hoping that didn't really take off, but on our Reddit page, hidden in the physical world in a lockbox that had to be opened up with a code that somebody found and decoded from online, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. For 6 weeks, this has been going on with the grand prize package, all going towards tonight, this very night, tonight, the night of nights. So I'm going to randomly determine who gets to win.
The night of nights!
Randomly underscore determine.
I have the list.
The night of nights.
Everybody who succeeded in solving the puzzles over the last 6 weeks, guys.
Oh,
I'm going to roll randomly. For each successful leg of the puzzle you've solved, that's one entry. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That just to award people who've done it all the whole time.
Ooh.
The prize that they're winning is equivalent of more than $100. It involves whoever wins gets to tell me core rule book of your choice, the core rule book from the Star Wars RPG universe that you want, that you don't have.
They're big. They're huge.
Yeah.
And after they tell you, do they get it?
That's like $100 value, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just telling.
Getting to talk to David.
Exchanging an email with me.
Cool book, bro.
I'm going broke playing this fucking game.
Seriously.
I tell him, that's not my favorite. Thanks, though.
Nice try.
Thanks, though. That's not my favorite.
You get Shadowrun 2nd Edition.
Oh, gosh.
In addition, they're going to get a set of game dice, unless they already have dice, in which case I will substitute that out for one of the cool game augmentation decks that exist.
Oh, cool.
That oh, yeah.
Don't get a lot of use, but there's like a critical hit deck. There's like an Ooh. Adversaries and Allies deck that has like character stats. So I'll get in touch with you basically, and then we'll figure it all out. Plus some other cool little stuff I'm going to throw in there. And
like a lock of Gurov's hair.
Yes.
What?
Whoa.
The, why me?
Don't worry, I already got it.
Other way.
You sleep beautifully.
A lock of Gurov's what?
Hair.
Oh.
What?
What did you
what
think
else?
You said?
What else would I have a lock of? What comes in locks?
Go on, Amy.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait,
hey. Answer the question.
You're right. Sometimes you should have used context clues.
All right.
There, are you happy? I've learned my lesson. It's a grammar lesson.
I'm never happy.
Okay. So it has been tremendously puzzling, puzzlesome to try and solve all these puzzles. God, I'm in fine
form. Oh, boy, you were in trouble too.
We are killing it.
I'm in fine form this very evening. Now, you guys are not going to be allowed to win this, even though some of you guys solved
That's
it.
That's bullcrap!
Well, I'm out.
Why do you think I did this with a fake name? You guys are chumps.
I definitely didn't solve this last one.
Yeah,
but I know who did.
Nice.
Ooh, I love it. Okay, all right. Can someone get me a...
Noun.
D20, please.
D20.
How fortunate is that?
Oh, the 20th. Ooh, no, big D20.
That's a 12.
That is a 12 also.
Dang it.
Son of a... Get that yellow one. That yellow in the corner.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yellow's I got to reply dopest. To my tweets not once, but twice.
I think you just need one, right?
Just one. No.
Well, I was going to give him a choice.
20 D20s, please.
Okay.
That's 400 sides.
Give me a gross, a D gross. No, it doesn't work.
A D gross?
Yeah, it doesn't quite work. Yeah. It would be 12 D12s. Yeah, having fun. Here we go. So I'm going to roll D20. If you've solved puzzles more than once, you have more than one entry. Here we go. This is for all the enchiladas. Let's try that again.
That was a natural 20.
This got closer to you on purpose. How dare you miss?
Painkillers, man. So it's here. I actually have the total number of everybody who succeeded at everything. Let me tell you guys this first 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Is that correct? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So if it's a 20, we'll roll again.
All the Stephen King nerds just got a little ooh.
Here we go.
Here it is.
The cocktail of 19. Come on, guys. Oh, two in a row!
Oh my God!
Dropping twice!
I did just, yeah, dropping twice. So it's two in a row. Never tell me the odds.
That was two in a row.
1 in 400.
10!
10.
Right in the fucking middle.
Wow. Okay, so that goes to Parkour Jedi.
Parkour Ooh. Jedi.
Who actually entered the contest at the last minute by leaving an iTunes review on our iTunes page.
Oh, he was the one star.
Snap. What?
At least fly up.
Lift off.
Bumble.
Yeah. Wait, we all got pink.
So,
yeah, green. Sure did.
Yeah, I did that on purpose.
Oh.
Probably. So, Parkour Jedi, I'm going to actually have to reach out to you through iTunes on this, unless you're watching now and can validate who you are somehow in the chat.
By doing parkour
well, he's a
podcast
and
listener. Force
you only
tricks.
Hear it on the podcast, right?
That's right.
All right, well, you'll find out that you won in 3 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, well, more like 2 months.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
But I'll contact you and we'll figure this out, guys. So, Parkour Jedi, thanks so much for leaving that great review. You guys who are listening now can go to iTunes and leave us reviews just for fun. But that concludes the Galactic Scavenger Hunt.
Yay!
We may do it again in the future.
Fantastic.
It Wonderful. Was awesome.
It really was.
Give me my treasure.
I wish I had participated in the last leg, because I participated in the first two, but not the third.
Yeah, you did really good. Mm-hmm. You're a good puzzle
I got to the eel, and then the runes were confusing.
The runes were a bit, that required some effort to figure that one out.
I'm an orc.
Oh, you could be an Ugnaught. They got those, they got tusks.
Also, you doing this made Mason do one of his own, I don't know if you saw that.
No, did he?
Yeah. At the end of...
He's so inspired.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, he had like a thing we had to... So very similar to yours.
Yeah, I saw
oh
that.
Gosh, what was it? I love puzzles.
I didn't solve it.
Wait, but what was it?
Oh, it was a wall, and there was Dwarven written on it, and he gave us basically something to decipher in Dwarven.
Speak, friend.
Melon.
Melon. Guys, who are all these beautiful people talking? This is the part we get to now. So obviously, you know me. I'm David Crennan. Happy to be here. I usually start with Talene, so let's start with Talene today.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Big change.
Yeah, I'm Talene.
Hey. Yay.
I.
Whoa. So you're picking your nose, probably.
No, I'm not. I'm probably just, like, obscured by a giant finger.
You've all been there.
So, Lean, what character are you playing in Star
I
Wars?
I am playing Root Rappin' Riggles.
Root Rappin' Riggles.
Everyone's favorite Ewok.
I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I would too.
Oh
my gosh, what does this look like? With a Root on her baby Rancor Yerp. Oh, what? Are you looking in the dice tray at my phone right now? Can you see that?
Yes, but it's very tiny.
This is character art. Yeah, well, I don't know if you guys will be able to see that, but this is fan art that got sent to us by JR Artist.
Jeff Ross.
Yeah, he's a dope guy. He says he's going to color that.
Oh,
too. He's
a funny comedian and a fan artist.
Maybe Nick can put up a link.
Who?
Jeffrey Ross.
Is he a comedian?
The Roastmaster, Jeffrey Ross.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize he also did fan arts.
Same person, clearly.
What a nice guy.
So you're playing Ewok. You have a baby Rancor, which is a choice I regret every time we play it.
I know.
Well, now it's super canon.
And you don't have the heart to kill it.
No, the best part is that now that there's fan art, you can't kill it.
I don't know about that.
It also means up the swamp is out there.
For a while.
I don't know about that.
For a while.
Yeah, I killed that fucker. That's fan art. That's true. That's technically fan art, but that was from a player at the table.
That's
true.
It's great, though.
I do love that. That's the Swampa, if you guys.
From Michaela,
What is your obligation? What is Root's obligation?
Okay, so Root is a little Ewok who was snatched off her planet, and she doesn't know. She thinks she died. She thinks she's in the afterlife, trying to find her way to Ewok Valhalla. So her obligation is that
learn a little more about you every time you do an intro. Go on, you walk
the hall. I'm telling you, I swear I say these things before.
I would disagree, but I would
you
like to
You should use
hear
your
more.
Outside voice.
Oh, my ears are plugged up.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, not the one that's only in your head.
Oh. I should say things out loud is what you mean.
That's the words. That. That's how people would say
that's
if they were normal and not an alien. Of course I'm not.
So fortunately, you're playing a droid, so it's all going to work out. You're finding Ewok Valhalla.
Yes, I'm in the afterlife, and I'm trying to find my way to heaven.
You're on a spirit quest. You've hooked up with some weird space angels.
Yep.
Who will help you out.
Chubby winged space angels and
well,
his friends.
Well, that guy's a chubby winged space angel and his friends.
Hey. I like that. Pretty true.
But as an Ewok, I consider droids to be gods, so my obligation is to worship a god, possibly by giving it sacrifices.
Yeah, still waiting on that.
That has not happened yet. That is
first of all, I have tried to get close to you, and you have rejected all of my Ewok-y advances.
Try more skulls.
Oh, okay.
That is true. If any droid who would be appeased by sacrifices, it's P9L. Mm. So let's actually jump over to P9L. That's unorthodox. We'll go cross.
Whoa!
I'm doing a lateral jump here. I like who's it. This guy?
Hi, I'm Drew, and I play P9L, who's a murder droid, whose first job was being a bodyguard, this crazy lady over here, but she was less crazy than, kind of.
In fact, not crazy at all.
Wow. I mean, you hired me.
Remember that one time I went to a party, and you were like, I'd like to be naked.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. You did all that drugs?
That was when someone inherited my character for an evening. Lesson, don't ever, ever be absent to, and never tell me the other.
Yes, that'd be a lesson game. To all of you.
Never miss a game.
Probably should have just had her play an NPC.
I still remember when
I don't mind it, but I'm just not going to take credit for that.
Okay, fair enough.
That's non-canon?
Yeah, I think it's canon, but again, I'm just not going to accept that it was my fault that happened.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you were yes. We'll hand wave that away for now.
To be fair, I can't wait until I get my hand on Tracy's character.
Oh,
that's right, because that was Tracy who plays on
Lost Brigade.
Huh. So you guys know her from that. There was a session, the one session she played with us, I think.
Yeah, it was one.
Was it just one? Yeah.
Yeah, where you're in Trump of the Hutt's palace, which was funnier then.
Yeah. oh boy.
So check that out. That's in the podcasts on Star Wars RPG Podcast.com. Or on iTunes at Never Tell Me the Odds. Anyway.
Or you can scroll all the way back on Twitter at NTMTO Podcast.
That's the Twitter handle.
Yeah.
But that would be a lot of scrolling.
You said it very, very well. Too.
I know. I was just like, I'm just gonna go for it. And
it's like when you're singing and you're just like, I hope I hit that note. Mm.
Exactly like when I'm singing and I hit notes.
Sorry, I made it all about me.
P9L.
Surprise.
P9L, what is your obligation?
My obligation is my robotic dysmorphia. P9L is obsessed with upgrading himself and becoming a more perfect killing machine.
I like it.
Usually manifests in the form of jetpack envy. which I have claimed several times and then had snatched away by the cruel hands of fate.
Very good. And so you mentioned you were a bodyguard formerly to Amy's character. Tell us about that.
I'm Amy Vorpal, and I'm playing Tamaya Leck. She is on her own spiritual hunt, journey quest, to find Merc, who is her husband, and she believes is still alive.
He's not.
Which arguably he's not.
I mean, he real dead. She
watched him get sawed in half by a Jedi with his lightsaber. And
the Jedi was insane, but yeah.
The Jedi was insane, but sawed right smack dab in half, died in her arms. And she is convinced that because she was aware of his kind of force-sensitive parts, that his midichlorians unformed and reformed in another body, to which her friend said, "That's not how the force works."
That's not how the force works, Amy. I'm sorry.
But she was just a little too shocked and ultimately believes that to be true.
Well, hey, if Maul and Savage are alive, then anyone can survive, yeah. Right?
No, so yeah. She's on her quest. She's on a quest to find Merc in his new form, whatever that may be.
Yes, and on the way there, you've kind of taken one giant step over the crazy line, but you're still receiving like a lot of support from your teammates, and yeah. Especially from General Jan Dodonna.
Oh, God.
My voice was, of course, the...
He's the best.
Everyone's favorite character.
Come on, he put a mustache on over his beard.
Untrue. Yeah.
Hero.
Untrue. I hate him.
Who is the currently hanging out with you guys, of course, formerly the leader of the rebel military wing, the resistance there. Mm-hmm. He, now that this is all taking place post-Jedi, rebellion is kind of over, and now he's kind of doddering around the galaxy trying to make himself and his military wing still valuable, and hired all of you guys to be kind of a special operations unit, but we'll hear more about that later. Who do we have on this side of the table?
Hi, I'm Gaurav, and I'm playing Grango, the Toydarian smuggler. And he has an obligation of, high risk. He's a gambling man, so he likes to take large risks and hope they pay off into large rewards. Sometimes they do. I won a lot of Granga bucks at a casino.
Which you were able to cash in for like 100 to 1 ratio or something like that for
yeah.
real credits.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. That worked out okay.
Well, you cashed out before you guys ran out of that casino.
Yeah, that would have been good too.
But you run your own casino though.
Yes, I run my own casino. It's called
Grango's Garrison.
Yeah, that's right. It was Gamble's before. Yeah.
Grango's got a great casino I didn't know about. Jan Dodonna just opened one recently.
What no, the fuck? I
yeah,
didn't.
It's delightful.
What the fuck?
Yeah. All
Is
the amenities.
No.
Motherfucker!
I don't have a casino.
I mean, it is more of a brothel, but there's gambling in the back.
In my pants.
I start my own casino. With blackjack. On hookers. Okay.
Yeah. He's got that kind of casino.
And it's doing fairly well. Do I need to make another roll for
no,
that?
No, it's doing
eventually?
Very poorly. It's...
What?
Oh.
Last time I rolled okay.
No, yeah, but you made, like, you're just, like, the smallest possible casino
right now. Oh, yeah. This is, like, if you went to Vegas, this is, like, the Silver Seven
the
or something.
The off Hooters. Vegas strip.
This is the one that's no, in Hooters the airport that's just got like the five slot machines for the people who are addicted yeah. to gambling.
The airport probably gets a lot of business.
If you went
though,
to Vegas, you're like a convenience store that has slot machines.
Sure, maybe. Yeah, that's probably more accurate.
Quite. Not quite, but you
yeah,
had a stage.
Yeah, when you say casino, you have
he's got
to say,
a show.
He's a casino.
He has the most popular Ewok Rancor show in the galaxy.
Uh-huh.
And that casino's going to grow.
Is that like a Tijuana thing? Or?
I will.
You got to sing to it. I didn't say my obligation though. My obligation is that my delusion of Merc. So if it's triggered, she'll see Merc and beeline towards him and be convinced
that he's out there.
That he's out there.
Finally, last that's but real. Not least. Oh no, that's everybody. Great. So
who are you?
Drink some more.
Oh man, I better not. Guys, so okay, I think that's it. We're ready to launch into it here, which is great. Before I do just want to address, this is probably the only time we're really going to talk about this on the stream, but like everybody else out there, we may have noticed that there was a presidential election.
What?
Donald Trump won it, which is pretty crazy. And I know we're all pretty concerned about what's going to happen. I definitely am. No one really knows, which is the really scary part.
Yeah.
But, so we don't want to dwell on that tonight, because tonight's about having fun and connecting with a community of people who we love and who love us, hopefully. I mean... I love you guys. I love everyone here, too, at the table.
And no one, I don't think anyone is being forced to watch this show. So
yes.
If you're watching it, you probably are a fan, unless somebody is forcing you to watch it.
No, I assume that's
in which case, blink three times. We'll save you.
I got a friend not watching it. I tell him to watch it every time, and he does.
Aww.
Hi, Robert.
Oh, hi, Robert.
I told all my friends to watch. They're not. They're playing Mansions of Madness, assholes.
Hi, aww, assholes.
That sounds fun. Can we go do that?
Yeah, after this. Let's go to Santa Monica.
All right, guys. So I just wanted to, I did want to kind of address it, though. So I'm actually going to read to you something that Dom Zook, who, if you guys are new or whatever, you almost certainly know is the founder of our channel and main producer. The guy who, it all comes from this guy.
The Dom Zooka.
He wrote this the morning after the election. He said, hey, all. This was to us, but I'm going to share it with you guys too. Hey, all. In light of all that's going on, while I don't necessarily like mixing politics with games, there comes a time to step up and be clear. Regardless of who you personally voted for, there are tenets that I have always pushed for saving throw. One of them is inclusivity. I want to be clear. We will always be a safe place for friends who are LGBTQ, women, minorities, etc. We will always be open, responsible, and steadfast in our programming when considering this. I expect folks to respect that and to be a part of this channel. I suspect some of us are going to be even stronger than I am on this point, but listen, we're in this together. I am committed to making Saving Throw a safe place for people to enjoy games and feel like they belong. We take nearly all types here, but beyond that, we will protect those rights for all. So I just think that really sums it up and says it. We are here to game.
Yeah.
I huzzah. Think we guys should cheers, cheers today. And cheers to you guys out there.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers to your painkillers, your Mai Tais.
Cheers, Nick.
We're all adventurers in our own lives, and we've all got a long path in front of us. So let's raise a drink. Let's have a quaff and come in from the dark, stormy night for a minute. And
hope our president listens to smart people.
And hang out
and
with us.
Hey, if you guys feel stressed out, want to talk, reach out on Twitter.
Yep.
I spend a lot of my time on public transit, buses. I got plenty of time to shit with you.
He's got time. Yeah, or at NTMTO podcast, or anybody who's involved with the channel in any way.
And again, if you follow me on Twitter, just turn off retweets. It's going to get, I can't stop. I'm sorry.
The good news is Trump doesn't have a platform against RPing. He doesn't.
Yet.
So,
bam!
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we've dallied enough.
All right, yes, let's play.
We have quaffed. We have joined each other in communion.
Oh, can I make that one announcement?
Yes! Oh, okay. Great, yes.
Sorry, I do have to interrupt because a very exciting thing happened to me today. Oh. My producer sent me the full, the mastered, completed project of Songs in the Key of D&D, my album all about role-playing, specifically D&D. It's 33 minutes of inside jokes with songs that transcend genre, and it's fun for all. But there will be a release before Christmas. That's all I can promise you now. But
it's perfect.
That's awesome.
So you can buy this album for all your friends for Christmas.
Yes.
Gift giving
Thank you, sir.
Done.
So guys, allow me then with that, definitely check her out. We'll talk about that way more in the future.
Yes.
Allow me to part the blast doors of reality. This is not a sweltering hot day in November in Los Angeles. No. We are not sitting around a table. You are all currently huddled in the cockpit of the Hertz. The fabulous space, the Hertz?
No, the
cockpit.
Oh, boy.
You really emphasized that.
Drew's back, everyone.
Drew's back, baby.
Guys.
Clutching Nerf leather seats in anticipation as your ship leaps to light speed straight out of the gravitational field of... do you need that? I'll take it back.
No.
Straight out of the gravitational field of the last planet you guys were on. With the final piece of the relic, the final piece of this golden idol, the final piece of the map, which will lead you to the fabled treasure planet
of Fabian's Roost.
Oh, yeah.
If we can get past the temple guard and assemble the monkey in time.
I get that right.
You're
that was gross.
What? Oh, yeah.
He just licked a pencil.
Well, it was covered in rum.
Pencils are natural.
Yeah, as long as he finishes eating it later, that's nothing weird.
Why, is there something gross?
Oh, that's too graphic.
Thank you.
Too graphic.
It is a little, can you ban Twitch, buddy?
No, we all have our shirts on, it's fine.
Just quickly.
I'll show
up. Speak for yourself.
I can't remember where at the end of the last game.
Adventure, yes.
At the end of the last, when last we were together.
Mm-hmm.
Where did we end off? I know that we got screwed over by.
Oh. Well, you guys.
Ex Moff Vulganus, who I wanted to kill, but you said no.
I almost killed him.
Well, that was a while ago, actually.
We went to find the Squib Squab. We find the Squib Squab at Belkin's Rest.
You guys, so what had happened with you guys is you had to find the third piece.
Right.
You had traveled to a planet that was surrounded by a ship foundry.
Right.
And they were building a giant, the currently decommissioned Star Destroyer.
Yep.
You went inside of that because somewhere in there was the final piece. You made friends with the weird alien squatters in there. Mm-hmm. They showed you exactly where the relic was. Unfortunately, Moff Vulganus, who had been hitching a ride on your ship, played by Christoph Waltz, yeah, who was plotting against you, he managed to have one of his cronies show up, none other than William Shatner flying an X-Wing, a.k.a. Von Balmora, rogue mercenary, former rebellion pilot. He flew inside of the... Star Destroyer, tried to blow you guys up as you're trying to get out in zero G with this giant idol, and
but we blew him up.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Don't you remember it was your good friend, what's his face, guy who hooked up with you and the planet?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, he's decided to stay behind and be a sort of messianic figure for these weird spider people.
That was a weird choice for him to make, but who am I to argue?
You missed 3 to 7 games, and this is just confusing.
Things got pretty weird.
So this is all coming from General Jandodonna, of course.
You remember, don't you? And then I got strung up and was hanging from my feet.
Oh, yeah.
But you cut me down, and we've kind of jumped in media res as we just blast forward into the next adventure.
Okay.
Yes.
That's Latin for, I forgot to write the beginning.
Did Vulganus get off our ship?
Vulganus is off our ship.
How did he get off?
Other ship showed up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Moff Vulganus, your current nemesis, formerly Moff, now just extremely wealthy private individual who paid enough credits to kind of make all of his crimes disappear in the new governmental system.
Yeah.
Seems to be on the same treasure hunt as you guys, trying to get to Fabian's Roost for reasons you're not totally clear on.
Is it where he licked?
And then I...
charges extra for that.
I cut off his feet.
Yes.
And then he stole P9L's feet.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh my God!
Oh, yeah,
I'm taking his cutoff feet and putting them on.
Well, he thought he was taking P9L's feet.
I did not keep those.
It was
they're on a lava planet somewhere.
It was probably the legs of that attaché droid.
Remember my poor attaché droid that the Rancor ate?
It's somebody's droid's legs. Yeah, you cut off his legs.
Boy, a lot sure did happen in the last.
It got a little blurry at the end. A
couple of minutes. Yeah, it's pretty wild. Time is relative. So who knows how long it took.
Especially and who knows what a lot is.
Yes, so basically to wrap things up, though, in a tidy little package, you guys got back on your ship, which Dodonna managed to pilot over to you guys, I think at your guys' behest. You guys all loaded on with the relic, the final piece of the relic, the final piece of this artifact, and then blasted off, leaving Michael Holmes's gunslinger character behind to relish in the fact that he blew up an X-Wing with a small caliber
weapon.
That's
right, yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's pretty rad.
That was pretty cool. Well, he pinpoint shot the R2 unit doing the navigating in the head, and then just slammed right into a wall before the guy could compensate. Yeah, it was pretty well done.
It's pretty cool.
It was pretty good. I think he double triumphed on that role.
Mm-hmm. He did.
So, you guys pulled out and blasted off into hyperspace.
Wait a minute, hyperspace? But we don't know where we're going yet. I haven't been able to figure out the inscription on the final part of the relic.
What?
He says, lifting up this huge piece of gleaming gold, or rhodium, the final piece of the three pieces.
Can anyone make heads or tails of what this says?
I
can.
Let's ask her.
What, who? Tamaya, you're out of your chamber.
Oh. Who?
The crazy visionary.
I forget. Anyone who I can't see about, I forget about.
It's really hard for me to make eye contact with anything, but I will focus and...
It's weird code. Yes, I can't tell what it says. Oh,
but everything's becoming clear, and you know, like in that mathematician movie where there are a lot of signs and symbols on the outside.
Yes, yeah, hangover.
The hangover, yeah.
And then they become made clear. Yes, yes. I see the red. It's red. It's red. It's red.
Red.
And it's, oh, there's a person. His name is Alan Dunlea. And he's speaking to me. And he.
Yeah, there's a little doo 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 doo.
He says another word. It's a hologram. He says another word, and it's. Oh, it's a regular space word. What could a regular space
star?
Word be? Yes, very close.
Dwarf?
It's a yeah, also close. Red.
Nebula.
Nebula!
I was going to say Red Dawn.
Red nice. Dawn. Red Nebula.
Wolverine! Sorry, what?
You guys leave the Virgilia system where you were, and you're headed out. You're striking out for wild space.
Wow, that's the edge of wild
space,
too. Dadgum.
Ooh-wee. That's
a the
ways.
Red Nebula, the extreme edge of the map.
That really uzons my Vong.
Well, they're more from the unknown regions, kind of yeah, down that's true. This
they,
way.
Well, they came from all outside the galaxy in every direction.
Oh, really close to Endor.
Yeah, yeah. That's only about 100 billion million miles. That's not so bad on galactic scale. Yeah, you guys are not too far from Endor, actually.
Can you blow it up from here?
Sure.
No.
listen, the debris and radiation from Death Star 2 is more than enough to kill every Ewok on the planet.
Fair enough.
No, they tweeted about that.
What?
Who tweeted about
Star that? Wars' official Twitter account. I had to tweet back at him and I said, I need you to quote me a source on this, because they said that the sanctuary moon of Endor, the rebellion was able to hastily assemble a planetary defense shield, which deflected all of the incoming debris
what?
And prevented Endor's moon.
This is
from
clearly
being...
true.
Yes,
but I'm astonished that it was possible.
That's not going to do anything about the radiation, let alone the fucking weird black hole of force that the Emperor's death must have left. Huh? Like, every Ewok's gonna grow up evil.
I don't know, it sounds like they've got an answer for everything.
Aren't they already evil?
I don't know where you're getting this idea that Ewoks are not.
That's true.
Oh, that's true. Every Ewok you've encountered has been a real psychopath.
God, I really miss the old West End Games Ewoks, where they had so many fun rules for, like, spontaneous construction of primitive tech.
We kind of have our own version of that going on.
But they
right
get,
now.
Like, extra 4d6 to build stuff out of trees. They're like, I want a hang glider. Boom.
Do you have any trees?
Ewoks have it, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
Three guys. House plants and a broomstick, and suddenly they've got a fucking AT-ST.
Makes
red,
sense.
The Red Nebula! Ooh, I've never heard of that.
that's exactly
why are you here?
Exactly what it is.
What? We haven't dropped me back off at my house yet.
Where is that?
We all ran out of the casino and you took me on a weird adventure.
Think of him as the glue.
Miss, it's not too late to render him a security threat. You know, if you want, you can just...
No!
Oh, that's a good idea, and I'm very open to suggestion at this moment.
Oh no, he fell out of the airlock!
Whoops!
Wait.
But I think he's a friend.
Me, Jan! Your old buddy!
I know Jan.
We've had so many fun adventures.
It's too sad.
Let me ask you this. I can't kill him. Are you a security threat?
Yeah, no!
Whoa!
No, he's not.
Whoa!
I like
no.
That.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
No, guys, come on. Has Jando done it? Well, he would not be hard to throw out of the airlock because he's looking pretty damn frail. I mean, come on. Last time we saw this guy in New Hope, he was old, and it's about 10 years after.
I mean, he's
that.
No Crix Madine. If we're
Crix Madine.
Crix Madine! Sure, oh yeah. Give the young guy all the responsibilities just because he, you know, is willing to give up on. Fucking a military force. Just throw everything away now that the Empire's gone. We need a military wing. The Empire's not gone yet, I swear. They're lurking out there somewhere.
No, I'm sure they won't build another exact same concept as the Death Star,
they will.
Only bigger. No.
They have one trick.
That would be
a Death Star.
That would be terrible writing.
They've done it twice. I guarantee you they'll do it a third time.
Jen.
Things don't come in threes.
No, I know exactly how you feel.
From comedy.
This is out there.
Oh, the most thing.
Anyway, and the next couple weeks pass in this quick manner.
okay.
What is it's pretty pleasant traveling because, of course, you're traveling in a luxury yacht. The may on the outside have been, and the inside been badly damaged, but it is filled with beautiful, lush green plants.
Hydroponics.
That's right, and the advanced hydroponics system that you guys spent all of your money on instead of curing anybody's critical wounds that they had suffered over the last few sessions.
Whoa!
Just keeping them fresh, and you guys have like fresh basil and shit like that. that you guys can, like, eat?
As someone who cannot eat or smell or enjoy air, I find this to be very racist.
Wait, can someone do a medicine check on me in these 2 weeks?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I mean, yes.
I use my vibro-knife finger, and I do a medicine check.
Whoa.
Hang on. I'll hold him down, peanut head.
What?
What is happening?
What?
You said you wanted surgery.
When did Shando Donna turn against us?
It's my hamstring.
Cue the Betty Hill music as you guys have a fun time. And then we star wipe to, or screen wipe to. It's actually a different scene on the ship. As you assembled the final piece, who would have assembled the final piece?
Oh,
after we. No?
Away. I think the final piece of the puzzle?
Yeah, because you're the one who actually had the
three pieces that would fit together.
Oh, okay, all right, fine, I did it.
It's a real easy puzzle.
It's all three, like the first piece was about this big, the second piece
like
was about this big,
the Hidden Temple?
And the third piece is like about this big, and as you fit them all together, first of all, you're like, this is a lot of solid erodium in one place. I mean, this by itself has got to be worth 80,000 credits.
Ooh,
cash out! Cash out!
Well, let's call it a day.
And you weren't quite able to figure out, it kind of had this humanoid shape from the first two pieces, and as you slide the final one into place, they all kind of click together almost. Looks like a sarcophagus. A solid gold sarcophagus this tall.
There's a thing in there.
Fuck.
And you guys are just standing around, there's like a lit table, and you guys are all standing around, much like you are now, looking at it with the light shining down from overhead.
What is it?
I don't know. Oh, look, it's doing something!
Maybe it prints money!
And as even as it's kind of formed together, it starts to bisect
naturally
of its own. Just a line appears down the middle, slowly and deepening as it goes, and then it opens up. And inside, it's filled with, it looks like a many-petaled golden lotus.
Ooh.
Of large size, filling the whole thing like the size of a punch bowl. Wow.
Ooh.
And then that starts rotating and the leaves start unfolding as it does. And it starts in this incredibly complex, mechanical way, heavily CG, something Guillermo del Toro would be really into. And like, but
is this
like
a puberty metaphor?
It unfolds into a plant.
A large sheet of gold, studded with gems, some very small, just dustings of tiny diamond particles, some large rubies and sapphires.
It's a map.
It is a map. A star map.
A star map.
Nothing but star map. Only a star map can be in this erodium.
It looks like this map. It looks a lot like this galaxy
map.
What? But goldier.
Little cruder and all made from precious metals and stones.
Wow.
And in the center, where the galactic deep core is, it's just like a hemisphere of gold that sits there and kind of like modeled with like blackish marks. And it rotates as you guys are, even as you're staring at it. And then the little like trail starts, the stipples start appearing on the map and it leads all the way out to the very red nebula you guys were talking about.
Oh, I knew it.
That's where it is. Fabian's Roost.
But where, if it's a giant nebula?
There must be a hidden planet somewhere in there, or maybe a station or a base.
We montage to you guys coming out of hyperspace. The red nebula in front of you looks like just like a massive crimson blot on
that's
space.
It's more of a maroon.
it's very apt. Someone saw it and they went, that is a red nebula. It's huge, huge, light years across. And it's opaque, completely opaque.
We'll be fine blind.
I mean, you can't see through it, so it's obviously opaque.
I'll have to trust this map.
And I would ask for some rolls. In fact, I will ask for some rolls. Astrogation check. Who's going to be astrogating their way through this
nebula?
Oh, I've
got three green.
That's better than my one green.
Astrogation. Oh, just astrogation? Oh, I only got two.
I got a yellow and a green.
Ooh,
all right.
I think you got it.
Oh, we should do our force pool.
Oh, I can do it.
Force pool.
I will.
Nope.
Hard pass. Hard pass.
Go to sleep. Take a nap. It's time for a nap.
Is it?
Hypo spray. We got that from another universe.
Okay, so you're going to make more astrogation check? So yes, sir.
Force pool.
Force pool, oh, yeah, absolutely right. Also. So everybody's going to roll a force die.
Oh!
Hey-o!
Good start.
Two really light side points, I love it.
Three light side points, you mean?
You guys are on a roll.
Five light side.
Man, I love this.
All right, it's up to you, David.
Grav, did you roll yet?
It's David and me, yeah.
You rolled?
I just rolled, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, one. That makes me happy.
Oh, yeah. Fucking God.
So what are we at?
Is that seven light side points
and one dark side.
Do we get our gems?
Yes. Oh, very good. Thank you for reminding me as well.
I've used mine.
Part and parcel, thank you. And so has Drew.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe the two of you have not.
I have not.
So Star Wars, of course, is movies, and movies has flashback. Flashback is, you guys remember something in your past, a formative moment, a narratively satisfying event that lets us come back into the future at some crux, some important point. I'll give you an automatic triumph. We just have to play out that little scene.
Okay. We also had five rerolls from last time.
What?
Glad you made a note of
what's
that.
What's our toast this evening?
Oh, what did we toast to? Oh, that was to Dom.
It was like, we could just to Dom.
Let's just toast to Dom.
To community? To,
To community?
To...
I am not a committee.
To viewers like you.
I'm down with to viewers
to survival.
Like you.
To unity?
Survival.
Survival's not bad.
A little grim.
That's, I mean, it's not inaccurate.
To painkillers?
To painkillers.
Mai Tais? I don't know. We'll think it out. It'll come organically.
Let's just toast to
That's what she said.
To Dom Zook?
I've toasted Dom any day, yeah.
I will toast to Dom Zook. Okay, well, let's do it right now, guys, everyone.
To the Dom Zooka.
To the Dom Zook.
To the Dom Zook.
To the Badom Zooka.
To the Badonkadonk.
Sounds good with that chime.
To the Badonkadonk.
Do you want orange juice, painkiller, or...
I have some more painkiller,
actually. Yes, we all have it. It does separate out there. You can maybe give it a swirl. Make sure it's locked before you...
Just rotate. Yeah,
rotate.
Yeah. All right.
The red nebula.
So, astrogation check is going to be...
Oh, on
you?
To me.
Yes. Okay, so the difficulty of that is going
should
to be
you,
four purple.
Jeez.
Whoa.
You should bump it up. You should use a light side.
Oh, yeah,
bump it up.
We got tons.
We're essentially flying blind in here. Do you know what you're doing?
Aren't you always blind, old man?
I can see perfectly well.
Yeah.
The Raiders
and you're my best friends.
When there's strippers around.
You're my best friends is the saddest
What's
thing
wrong with liking
said.
Strippers? Everyone has, the rebellion is very inclusive.
We're all hearing this, right?
What's wrong with liking strippers? Mon Mothma's mother was a stripper. I will
news
not hear
to
you.
Me.
Well, she doesn't spread that news around. But it's
true. That's the only thing she doesn't.
Hi-ya!
Do you think she's Merce?
Gypsy Rose Mothma was a stripper?
Well, yes, Gypsy Rose Mothma. And don't ask me how I know that, but I just happen to know that.
I wasn't gonna.
You flesh beings are so obsessed with your chassis, I don't get it.
All right, but I might look at this schematic.
Sparks.
Anyway, we're headed straight into this opaque void.
That's how the light thing works.
This is the Zenar Faith light.
Give it a second.
Oh, cool.
That's going to be ideal for us.
Oh, my God, I wish I was higher.
We'll take the blanket down if you want.
Can we do red for the red nebula? There it is.
I don't know how to change colors.
Yeah, it's... Oh.
Oh, well, then just let it go.
That's very cool.
Let it go.
Yeah.
There is a way to change colors. I just don't know how.
Dom knows how.
I don't know how to use the force.
To Dom Zook.
To Dom Zook.
To Dom Zook.
To Dom
Zook.
Hey, if you're watching, can you tell us how to fix this?
To Danzig.
He's probably watching John Cleese right now.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that.
I'm pretty sure he's
that watching. Son of a bitch.
He's watching the show he purchased tickets for.
Also, how amazing is it that so much of Monty Python's still alive?
Look out, I think there's an asteroid up ahead!
No, but I can tell you,
what?
If there is, I've got four purple, two green, and one yellow. Let's see.
Fuck a mighty.
Dang. Oh, that is a fucking failure.
No, it's not. Ooh.
I should have co-piloted or something.
Whoa, chunk! You guys do, as you enter this opaque red cloud, a huge chunk of stone like suddenly clips what you under the wing, and you can see that this nebula is... filled with asteroids. There's a whole asteroid belt through it. How many advantages do you have?
They all wiped out. It was 4v4.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that's so good. Thank you.
Oh, well.
It was just one failure, really.
I'm going to man the gunnery turret and see if I can't clear our path.
Now, your ship was recently repaired.
Oh, that's good. Right. That's right. We repaired all the repairs.
You were able to spend all of your Gringa bucks on that. I'm not getting that out, but I'll grab
it. Go this way. No, no, wait. Go this way. No, I think this way is the way to go. Oh, no.
The map is, yeah, the map is blinking in front. Or not blinking, but I guess that gem is gleaming.
Three yellow, one, or three green, one yellow.
So you take, as this asteroid clips you guys,
gunnery's amazing.
You're going to take 8 points.
Holy shit.
To your hull.
But with armor?
Minus your armor.
So 5?
5 hull damage.
Okay. Yeah. So there's like exterior shot, B movie of like a Hertz being moved along on a string. Yeah, and like a little like styrofoam ball hits it. Bong. No, we see as you guys come streaming in, this thing hits the side of your ship, rebounds off, and then...
If an asteroid pierces our hull, though, right through the middle...
You're fine.
No, we'll have a Hertz donut.
I don't know what that is.
Ow!
Hertz donut.
Oh, Jesus. Why? Why did I have to say anything?
I thought you were setting me up. I thought
Amy
I was on purpose.
Into it.
Oh, my God.
It's so much
better now.
Amy walks into it.
Like, most times when people say something, I smile and I nod like I know what it is. But that time I was like, I'm fine with everyone knowing that I don't know.
The Hertz, oh, what is God. A Hertz donut?
My life is perfect now.
I'm about to find out, I guess.
But, I love it.
The sequence of events, at first I was like, why is he punching me this hard? it was less.
That was a 2. That was a 2.
Has Drew lost control? Has Drew lost his mind? No, he's attacking me.
It wasn't that hard. It was just harder than one of these, like, hey. Yeah. Funny joke, huh?
You executed that perfectly.
That was really good.
Amy, thank you.
You're welcome.
Look out, another asteroid!
Oh! Oh! My ship!
Why is the droid hitting the pilot?
So I'm going to need an additional roll from you.
Well, she's astrogating, I'm flying.
Well, the astrogation. Basically, it's blind. There's these asteroids are coming out of range from short distance.
I'm turning on the gunnery position. And
Tamiya is basically looking at just a screen. Okay, you're jumping in the gunnery position.
Yeah, use the force.
The whole ship shakes, and Europe is like... Yeah. And like it's knocked off balance. It's looking very distressed.
Yeah.
I also flick some buttons and get ready to vent the airlock in case the Rancor goes nuts.
Always quick on
he gave me the stink eye, do it!
Always quick on that the Rancor button, I like it.
We need another astrogation check!
Oh, not pilot? Okay.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, it's all done in astrogation. If you want to... Cool.
Do you want to flip the...
Yeah, can I help somehow?
No, this is just down to the one person astrogation.
Do I need to do the force point to get this yellow die again?
Yeah. Yes, you do.
All right, I'm going
Keep in mind, you do have 5 rerolls.
I will.
We could use some more.
Oh yeah, force point.
To Dom Zook.
To Dom Zook.
Zook.
And a little bit to painkillers, which are so good.
Mm. All right, we've got 4 purple, 2 green, and a yellow again. Let's go for triumph. Let's go for triumph, baby.
Triumph.
Yeah. Hey!
Well,
it's a two.
No, no. That's just a re-roll.
You're going to reroll. That was a reroll. That is.
A failure with 2 threat, you're going to take another 8 points of damage.
Reroll, yeah. Reroll, reroll, reroll.
That was so many successes.
As this asteroid comes up and you bank hard, and then as you bank, it's just like more asteroids. It's like you're playing a video game from the 1990s where they've got the fog field super close.
Oh, Turok. Centipede.
Yeah, and they're just coming, like Turok. They're just coming at you from super close range. Okay. Like you bank sharply, more asteroids.
All right,
more
let's
asteroids.
See. God, fuck.
Wow,
what
really?
What is going on? What
You're the opposite of
re-roll?
That.
Re-roll?
I've got a failure with advantage, though. Should I re-roll that?
Re-roll.
I think
re-roll.
Re-roll.
I don't know if I can do better than that.
Success or nothing, Amy.
We're early. We're going to get more. It's fine.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
No, Donna goes, my heart! It's just like, asteroids like,
I get ready to check the Donna out here.
I've got this.
You dive down.
Well, re-rolling, so you don't have to do it again.
That's right. That's right.
Good, good, good.
But we do need to spend that.
I will take this.
Keep it together, Jan.
Yay!
Yes!
What? 2 success and 2 threat.
Yeah,
that's good. That's
we'll
all right.
We'll take it. We'll take it. We'll take it.
Yeah.
2 success and 2 threat.
I don't think we're going to get out of here with less than that.
You do a big little spin-o as this asteroid comes up. You dive around it, come through in a corkscrew, straight on. The rest of the navigation, you kind of get the hang of it. It's no problem, but you're too.
We need to reroute auxiliary power to the main deflector dish, and then these asteroids won't be a problem.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the asteroid that your tooth right is clipped that main deflector dish. It's gone. Totally turned around. Well, it just got turned 95 degrees, but
get out there and fix it.
You're after a robot. You. Doesn't matter.
You're a robot.
Wait a minute. You don't need to breathe.
Yeah, I'm valuable.
Bam.
Two people fucked and made you. Somebody had to spend like years building you together.
Yeah, you're essentially an accident.
Yeah.
No.
No one built a droid by mistake.
You make compelling fucking arguments.
That's the sickest burn on organic life.
Anakin,
I love that.
That was just his mom lying.
On the other hand, yeah, Anakin did kind of shit one out for fun.
Kind of did.
Yeah, no, Anakin. No, the Force made him in my belly. The fact that anyone believed that line.
We're talking about him making C-3PO.
Oh, no, no. He built him on purpose.
Okay. Guys,
Anakin Force.
But if you can build people from midichlorians in your belly.
Oh, dear God.
Then that is a good argument that Morris is out there. And thank you for being my ally in this dream of mine.
Sure. Do you have my paycheck by any chance?
Yes, as soon as we arrive at a safe
not
location.
Not bad at all.
Could be anywhere, really.
Oh, no, boy.
So, as you guys...
Wait a minute. Quit your weird bickering. Is that a planet?
Yes.
It is a planet.
Good. I was guessing.
Sitting in the red expanse of space, where everything is now crimson as far as you guys can see from the cockpit. Get it out of your system, bro. Get it out of your system. It's the one.
It's never going. It's never leaving.
It's the one quality, Drew. It's the one quality you share with frat boys. Just think about that. Just think about that for a minute.
Yeah, not everyone's 100% bad. Some frat boys have some redeeming qualities.
Really?
They tell sick jokes, brah.
A planet.
Weird.
In between all the
dangers. We found a planet. Oh wait,
growing large. That's right. Growing larger in space in front of you.
It's growing larger.
Sapphire blues, emerald greens, but covered with this thick haze of clouds with this like yellowish gold tint, almost like totally obscuring the planet.
Is that? Could it be?
Maybe.
Is this the rumored treasure planet Fabian's Roost?
I don't know how we would know that just by seeing it from afar. Like,
yes, that is.
It's exactly where it shows on the map.
It's exactly where it shows on the map.
Does this mean we discovered a planet?
No, someone already found it first. We can't discover it.
Not on the map!
I mean, but it's on a map.
Why
are we going here if no one's been here before? There's no treasure on it if it's empty.
It is an uncharted planet. I mean, yes, I always thought it would be legendary.
Just a quick reminder, by the way, to everybody, because we mentioned it a couple times. You can donate to influence the game, and these guys may need it this session because it's going to get a little crazy.
Yeah.
But also, I have not been getting many rerolls and despairs myself.
You don't need them. You don't need them.
And you know that I have a lot of fun with those. You guys like it.
You better fucking back away from the mouse.
You guys want to see, who do you want to see lose a limb?
I saw it.
I think BSB Care has evened out his, he despair killed my guy, and then, but he's also given me a triumph.
Yeah, but I haven't revealed that anyone is your father yet.
You know what I mean? No.
That's totally despair. Who's Mothful Goddess
the
father of?
That's what he's my flashback for.
Wait, Mothful Goddess is going to be the father of one of.
He's my father!
Option.
Yeah.
That's one. It. Only option.
He could have built this fucker.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, so, you know, sometimes you go to an Ewok planet and you're building a Death Star and you get lonely and,
Fabian's.
You know, some humans are less picky than others.
Fabian's Roost.
Yes.
My God, we found it.
And you guys cut to wide angle shot. You guys entering the planet's atmosphere in the Hertz, this gleaming chrome craft.
Just a small Jandodana-shaped dot falling out of the backs.
No, he's hanging on to that airlock pretty tight.
Oh, points.
Don't
get my
kill
blaster.
Me! I've done nothing but aid you!
He's got a lot of spirit, you gotta give him that.
Yeah, I thought he'd be dead an hour ago.
You're lucky I keep forgetting you're trying to kill me, otherwise I'd be angry.
There wasn't even atmosphere when I put him out there. I don't know how he's talking.
As you guys come in, the view for you guys is clouds, more clouds. They look like clouds at sunset. They're like that white, gold, yellow tinge.
Really beautiful.
Beach time.
A planet where it's always magic hour.
And then it is. You come through the clouds, and it's fucking tropical paradise. eyes. From horizon to horizon, it's gentle blue lagoons of gem tones.
Build a new casino here.
Dibs!
yeah, that way, make sure it's as far away from any travel spot in the galaxy ever.
That's where you can do the most illegal stuff.
Tropical islands dotting gem-colored lagoons and these beautiful expanses of gorgeous jungle. You kind of remember Granga's Gambles, which had that like garish fake casino. It's that for real. It's that for real all the way. Bursting out of the canopy down below, a bird of paradise with a 20-foot wingspan, like a Quetzalcoatl
shoot
bird.
I shoot it.
You blow it up.
What the?
Yeah, no, it's fine. It smells delicious.
I saved us.
Falls onto the ground looking like a roast turkey. Like plucked and everything.
Like a video game.
Was that a mountain? Dead ahead, following the
I
map.
I don't know, Jan.
He sure keeps discovering things.
I don't know, Jan. Why don't you describe for us all of the flavor text?
If you think it's a mountain, I bet it's a mountain.
Hey, don't blame me. I'm just a surrogate. For the omnipotent voices in my head.
That's the only thing that's still potent, isn't it?
That is the one thing keeping them together here. It is kind of like a mountain, but as you guys get closer, you guys know what like a laughing Buddha statue looks like?
Yeah.
You've been to a Chinese restaurant, sure. The big belly, and it's like heads
modeled
back.
My whole life after that look.
It's that car. It's that. But it's like 250 feet tall. It's essentially carved from.
I'm getting there. Jesus. Fucking rub it in.
Janames 142.
Janames?
Janames.
Janames!
Janames.
Janames.
142, who I think is new. I think I'd remember that.
Janames. Also, often the most common names. Least common
Jerry,
letter.
Jerry, Jenny, Jennifer.
Jerry, Jerry, Joshua.
Asks a question. He says, who's getting the reroll?
What?
Answers Amy Vorpal.
Oh!
I got a reroll! What did I do?
Nice.
You had a J name, apparently.
What's the middle name? The J?
No, but my twin sister's name is Jenny.
Close enough.
That wins.
Oh.
There's another one of you out there.
Which player getting these three rerolls?
Who is it?
You all are.
Who is it?
Oh, table!
Oh! Since I'm going to use them, probably
so
doing something
J-names
dumb.
Did J-Names give this to me, or did David Crennan give this to me? No.
J-Names.
J-Names.
Thank you, J-Names.
I'm not giving you shit.
David Crennan would keep it for David Crennan.
Oh, yeah.
I gave you one last time.
Guys, as you come in, it's like a laughing Buddha statue, 250 feet tall. It's like carved out of the side of a mountain. And it's all granite colored except that it's been grown over in moss, in trees, in roots. So it's like half of it. You can't really make it out. You can't really quite make out, but like it's just the vague shape of this thing. And then hanging off of like these like, you know, the upturned hands, kind of like this position of laughing, huge strands of jewelry. Massive giant size, and as you guys get closer,
real jewelry or
yeah, I think that's real gold.
What?
Whoa!
It's like a pearl necklace, but if each pearl was like a 10-foot diameter orb of gold, and there were just 50 of them, there's like a couple of these just like hanging off of the arms. There's like a giant one around the neck.
That's Fabian's roost. I think this is Fabian's
roost. I'm visibly drooling at this point.
Wow.
I'm only interested in backlaces.
It's beautiful, although I don't remember that certain statue having opulent taste.
Yeah.
That statue always.
Fuck that statue. That statue's a piece of shit.
Compared to this statue, it is.
Tomorrow, you think what I'm thinking? Let's get out of here.
I'm saying this.
Let's get Taliban on this shit.
Dodonna's saying that shit.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Let's
No, I think if there's one thing Buddha stood for, it was opulent material wealth.
Oh, well, then my mistake.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah, that is slightly out of touch with certain Eastern religions.
Eastern what?
East Galaxy.
East Galaxy?
East Galaxy.
So anyways, there's like a large cavern at the base of this thing, large enough to fly your ship into, certainly big enough for that.
All right.
Let's go into that space.
Yeah.
Is this in his belly?
No, it's beneath it, so it's like sitting on whatever it's carved into, what it's sitting on.
Into his crotch, I get it.
A dais.
Yes, it's like if it's sitting on a dais beneath that, there's a huge natural cavern. You can actually see big stalagmites and things like that.
Ooh.
And you guys fly down
in
there.
Oh, wait, hold on. We've seen Star Wars. We know what happens when you fly into a cave.
inside of this cavern. You guys fly in. It's a huge cavern.
Wow, this is big. Yeah.
You guys settle in with your ship, and there's all sorts of like ledges partway up here and there, these big natural stone ledges that come out that you see little ships on. Like
What?
Little predecessors ships. To ties, they're old as well.
Overgrown as well?
Wow. Overgrown, completely okay. overgrown okay. and things like that. But there's a big wide space in the space in the center, just next to like a standing pool of water that's kind of trickled in, and you guys land on that. And as you do, a noise calls your attention back to that golden map, which is probably still open on your table. And you guys see the little golden orb in the center that had been rotating before, kind of a semisphere, is spinning again, and then pops up.
And grab it.
And little legs come out.
My treasure's walking away!
it starts trundling towards you. It looks like a big, solid gold ladybug.
Oh, nice. Beautiful.
I used to play bass for them.
And it starts kind of like walking forward.
Walking towards us or like towards the door? Or like, what's it aiming for? Where's it going? What's it want?
Who's closest to it?
What's it smell like?
I bet you are. You care the most about it.
I'll be closest to it.
But you were flying the ship.
It seems to sense that you're there. And you were flying the ship.
I thought she was.
She was astrogating. So she was at the controls next to you. So that makes one of you guys are closest to it.
I climb out of the gunnery hole.
Okay, so I think, Talene, you were not in gunnery. You weren't anywhere.
I was just chilling.
As
I
you
was
guys
like,
all climbed, like,
thinking about things.
Yes, hanging out with the Rancor commoner now.
It was like, wait, the Rancor.
This big, so for you, it was quite big. This gold bug comes up to you.
Poke it with a stick, which I always have with me.
Its wings open up on the back. Flies it up into the air.
It's a scarab from Aladdin.
And then projects a hologram. In front of you.
I'm
I come from wherever I was astrogating before and start astrogating this.
Who's watching TV without me?
Well,
it's my week.
Yeah.
You get the TV for a fucking week?
That's a weird
That's
policy.
Messed up.
Why are we dividing the TV up by weeks?
Every 5 weeks I get to watch one
episode
of the show.
You guys have roommates before? It's what you do.
Oh, man.
No, I own my own TV because I'm not a hopper.
Really understand. I've had roommates and we just all watch TV when we wanted to watch TV.
An old...
Must be nice.
I got like four TVs. Do you need a TV, Rob?
By roommates, do you mean family?
What is happening?
An old hologram is projected.
What's off of me?
Hologram.
I said, no, you couldn't afford TV.
It was like, a character choice, okay?
No.
Yeah.
The character of Garov.
No.
Character of Garov never gets to watch TV.
Who you really are one
God
of these
damn
days.
It.
Yeah, but I like
an old hologram.
Like biopics.
An old hologram. Biopics.
Okay.
An old hologram is projected. These painkillers are really good. I hope you guys are drinking at
these
home.
These painkillers are making me drunky.
I hope the people are drinking at home because otherwise this is probably not their favorite.
No, they're loving it.
They're loving it.
An old McDonald's
hologram is projected from this thing. You can tell it's old. It just looks older than, I mean, it's tougher in the Star Wars universe where technology has been the same for thousands of years, but for the sake
it's
of this.
It's got horizontal scan lines. What?
We'll say it's like sepia. It's sepia tone and there's a flickering sound to it. The hologram projects, and it's like all sepia toned. It's a man. It's a fairly old looking man. Or maybe it's a woman. Let's find out who it is. Let's roll on our voice chart.
While you're doing that,
David, I found
Ruth
your old
will
voice
be
chart.
Poking at this hologram with a stick.
That's right. It's insubstantial, largely.
I'll roll up over here.
Don't fuck
when,
up.
When stick goes through hologram, Root is astonished and amazed.
Okay, so it's either Fat Albert or Huggy Bear.
Or what?
Who?
Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear?
Huggy Bear?
Oh, Huggy Bear was from...
You thought fat... Jesus Christ.
Is that the toilet? Is that the toilet?
No, that's the Charmin.
That's what it is. It's the toilet.
Is it a toilet?
Well, that's the Charmin Bear.
Whoa! It's me, the toilet!
Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear's on the outside of my, like, obscurity, so I feel like that might be...
The only Huggy Bear I know is the one in the more recent one, which is...
I don't know what Huggy Bear even sounds like.
Snoop Dogg. It's easy. I don't know what Huggy Bear is.
Played by Snoop Dogg.
Oh, it is Snoop Dogg?
Well, yeah. In the movie.
That's Fat Albert.
But Fat Albert is easy.
Yeah, Huggy Bear is played by, in the Ben Stiller version, Starsky and Hutch.
Starsky and Hutch.
Can you do Fat Albert?
Hey, hey, hey!
That's who...
This is Huggy Bear.
Yeah, Huggy Bear was dope. Materializes in front of you. It's Fat Albert playing... One of Fabian's space hawks, his right-hand man. Okay. And he's greeting everyone and welcoming him to Fabian's roost.
Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to Fabian's roost! Hey, hey! What else does he say?
That's a pretty good welcome to Fabian's roost.
Sorry, let me just get off my toilet.
Hey, don't leave me behind.
I believe he says things like, well, you're a pretty lady, let me fix you a drink.
What? He does?
Yeah, he's Bill Cosby.
What? No.
Fat Albert is Bill Cosby.
Yes, the voice is Fat.
But not character.
No.
Everybody's Bill Cosby, baby, around here.
Also, he didn't offer people drinks. He offered them pills.
That's really good.
Sure, but sometimes he puts the pills in the drinks and the gelatio.
Oh, dear God.
Rudy!
Flushy, flushy, okay. Flush.
Let's flush this segment down the toilet.
Segment goes down the toilet.
I'm Fat Albert.
Only Fat Albert is left. Grav is Fat Albert. Thank you. Thank you, Space Seeker 19.
Space Seeker 19.
I feel like my Fat Albert is superior. But the content might be slightly inappropriate for the younger viewers. Oh, hey, hey, hey.
Role playing is about competing.
Grav, you be mush mouth.
Did you just say competing?
No, Cosby kids are present, but it's Fat Albert gets off of his space toilet. The space toilet is apparently a droid. Wrenches itself up from the floor and begins scuttling after him, speaking in turn. So you welcome everyone to Fabian's roost with as this is the pre-recorded message made.
Hey, hey, hey! You found it,
and you
Fabian's roost. You solved my problems. You did daring deeds of daring do. You didn't die.
You did deeds
so
of daring do.
So here's the prize for you. Pardon my talking toilet. I thought it would be a wise purchase.
You introduce yourself and your name and what your position was among Fabian's crew.
Well, my name is Fat Albertanus.
Fat Albertanus?
Fat Albertanus. It's an L. Fat Albertanus.
Very good. You guys are watching this and John Donata's nodding.
Yes, it all makes... This matches up with the ancient texts.
Now, I've been dead for 2,000 years. And you found your way to my pleasure
You've
planet.
You've turned into Prospector.
Yeah.
You guys did not watch enough Fat Albert. Prospector. He was oddly jovial for living in the projects.
The toilet introduces herself as well.
I'm Huggy Bear. You never leave home without me. Speaking of daring doo-doos.
What's happening?
You all did great, and I've been keeping track.
Gringo just rubbing his eyes.
What?
Oh, the hologram's gone? I think that's right. I think that's why.
Yeah, only the droid, only the toilet is left.
Only the toilet remains.
It's Huggy Bear the toilet.
That's Snoop Dogg. Rack-a-lackin'.
Yeah, it's totally Snoop Dogg.
And Starsky and Hutch from 2004.
Slow. Yeah, there you go. I know what Snoop Dogg is.
There you go. Sure.
I hope it's not racist.
No, it's
not.
No, not yet.
Definitely not.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Smoke a lot every day.
Sentient Toilet brings that up. And then goes on to explain about how at the end of Fabian's life, this is also a kind of a walk and talk thing as you guys exit the ship.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay.
And you are walking.
Hey guys, I found another hollow emitter.
No, you didn't.
When
I shoot that immediately.
Shuts down.
That real cool Fabian dude, you know, he passed away.
There's this big ramp leading you guys up inside. You can't quite tell what's up in there yet. Oh, yes, he explains about how when he passed away, Fabian wanted to stay. Fabian wanted to stay behind. You couldn't convince him to go. But you wanted one more adventure, Huggy Bear the Talking Toilet. You had to have one more
adventure. Don't forget me, the hologram, Falal Albert.
Falal Albert. You guys both had to have one more adventure, and because you thought you owed it to future generations to find Fabian's roost.
Yeah, so dude.
That's why you spread this idol across, and you created this epic quest. So anyone who's here... is here for good reason.
I want I just want one more adventure, yo. Just one more. Can you give it to me?
I bet I can. I'm from a very far away hollow. I admit it, you can't shoot from here.
You guys.
You don't know. You've got too much to live for.
Holy shit. He just Darth Vader the blaster bolt.
Is it? Blink, blink, adventure time.
Oh my god.
Our ship must have exploded in the nebula. I don't know what's happening.
Things are getting wild. As you guys walk into the the heart of Fabian's roost, which would literally be on the outside, it would be the belly of this laughing Buddha. It is a pirate's
Welcome to my
haven.
Belly.
It's
Can
a
I get you all
a
space pirate's haven.
Wait. What, just for the over-talking. Inside, yes, the most successful space pirate of all time. Inside, there are these huge... There are these huge chandeliers hanging from the ceiling. There are casks of the finest oozes wrenched open here and there. Stacks of books. Ancient statuary. Furniture of all shapes and types scattered all around a massive rough-hewn cavern. And as you guys walk in, stepping out of the shadows, power flickers back on. The chandeliers overhead light up.
It's Merce! It's Merce! Is it Merce?
Lights start busting out that have not been like lit up in forever. You see stacks of treasure and loot that you've never seen before. Bars that stretch, and stepping out of the shadows,
playing an electric guitar.
A quintet of droids dressed in old military jackets that have all faded. One is playing the electric guitar, and Huggy Bear the talking toilet, and Falal Albert at the same time welcome you to Fabian's Roost.
Obviously, Albert plays the bass.
But you guys should say welcome to Fabian's Roost at the same time.
Welcome to Fabian's Roost! You're the worst toilet I ever shat in.
Oh, shit.
This isn't
you
incredible.
Can't prove that.
We were supposed to do that together. We
like
practiced for millennia.
Yeah, I feel like when you're all
on
this,
when you're on the spot, it's kind of like when someone's on me and it's hard to perform.
I can't hold nothing against you,
I feel like Fabian did a lot of drugs.
And then the pre-recorded
I never existed. He imagined both of us.
And the pre-recorded message of Huggy Bear and Falal Albert and
I'll never die. I infected your droid God with a virus.
God damn.
That's how he talks now.
Oh no.
Well, I guess we all agree. We have no choice but to kill Pina.
Yeah. Agreed.
No. The recorded message really does end. But it's this insane place. It's the ultimate pirate's heaven. It stretches out above you, this huge roof overhead, and then you actually see where a waterfall enters on one end and splashes down, and there's this crystalline stream which like comes towards you, and then that's when the fountain of wine turns on. It's
what the fuck?
And that starts flowing. The droids are just playing, just clearly some sort of fanciful musician droids that have been taught to play rad guitar solos.
Well, if Merce is anywhere, he's here.
Look at all this. Look at all the wealth in here. I can't believe it.
General Jando Donna is running around like a man 20 years younger than him.
He's like a 70-year-old?
Like a 65-year-old.
Look at Corellian flame sculptures and... Is that a crystal moon vase? It is!
Is it a mountain, Jan?
Gectal painted eggs! Oh!
Those are real things in the Star Wars universe.
Cool!
Yeah, and...
Are they like Fabergé?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these hatch into like weird people that you don't want to talk
to. You know,
to.
Into Gectals. But yeah, it's like... it's a lot of stuff. As you guys kind of like walking in here...
It's a lot of stuff.
It's completely surreal. At the same time, however, age has definitely taken its toll, and roots and vines have grown onto the inside. There's a few places where the water has begun to pool and spread. There's like wooden crates that have been cracked open that are just like filled with casks of like the oldest Krillian whiskey any of you guys have ever seen. This would be phenomenal. But like
Krillian.
Most of it's ruined and shattered or whatever like that. Little birds and rodents skitter out around you guys. You guys walk in, we do like a low angle shot, 360 degree pan. Taking it all in.
Wow.
and we stop on the giant mural on a far wall, 30 feet tall at least, of Fabian and his crew. Fabian in the center, the Starhawks behind him, but Age and Time have defaced it.
Did the toilet make the
Yeah, the
mural?
Toilet's in the background. There's Falal Albert looking skinny and like tough. The toilet.
It used to
the
be an ironic.
The toilet had
nickname.
An eye patch originally, and then later got an eye installed. Toilet has an eye patch. Toilet ages backwards.
Amy's never had more fun than playing a toilet in this game. I've never
I know
seen
your
her
next character.
So she's so happy right now.
Toilet droid. Breaking free of the Death Star.
BMD2.
Darth Vader's toilet droid.
Oh my gosh.
So you can see the kind of Starhawks. There's five of them. You can see them.
Post your favorite toilet droid names in the chat.
Fabian in the center. It must be Fabian because he's in the center. You can't see his face. It's been mostly, it's like kind of vines and the fresco's kind of fallen off.
It's Merce.
But all you can make out is the fucking Devil May Care smile. This like fucking
R2 grin.
R2 peepoo.
No.
God yes.
No.
That's the ultimate toilet droid name. Don't leave him hanging. R2. Pee-poo. Kind of
it's
into that.
All gone to hell.
Yeah, it's R2 pee-poo on there.
It's all gone to hell.
Yeah, it is gone to hell immediately.
Okay.
We're having fun tonight.
Are you done to... this is
the droids finished playing their song, yeah.
Okay.
Ew. And we're back from Twitch meeting.
Literally nothing in this room appeals to me.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again next week. Until then, may the Force be with you.